Hollywood has been having a tough time lately. 6 months of strike shutdowns, then box office misfires all spring. Well, happily, hot weather always brings crowd pleasers, and critic Bob Mondello has the most promising ones in his summer movie preview.
Start with the big guys. Marvel is only releasing one superhero movie this entire year, but it's a doubleheader. Deadpool.
Hi, Peanut. I'm going to need you to come with me right now.
And Wolverine.
Look, lady, I'm not interested.
All right, well, I'm sort of on the tick-tick, so upsy-daisy.
What, you say Wolverine died in his last movie? Well, to that I say multiverse or time shift or who cares if Hugh Jackman's willing to bare his claws again.
This is what I'm talking about. Big slow-motion action sequence. Who knows if you live or die?
Also back for another go in Bad Boys Ride or Die, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Is that Skittles on the counter, Marcus?
This ain't mine, Mike.
Yes, it is.
Marcus, get in the car.
He has a gun to my head.
Want to deal with him? You want to deal with me?
Ride or Die is the fourth Bad Boys installment and Will Smith's first commercial film since the Oscars slap. We'll see if that affects box office. Other high-profile sequels include Twisters with a fresh generation of storm chasers.
Calls himself Tornado Wrangler.
You don't face your fears, you ride them.
Alien Romulus, the seventh in that series.
What would you do when they come knocking at your ship?
And A Quiet Place Day One, the third film about critters who wreak havoc when they hear noise. Previously seen in a small town, they're now in Manhattan, where there's more noise and presumably more havoc. Another potential blockbuster is Borderlands, a video game-inspired intergalactic treasure hunt featuring Kate Blanchett.
God, I hate this planet.
There are also some intriguing non-blockbusters, like a raucous biopic that stars Irish-language rappers playing themselves.
You've heard of intergenerational trauma, right?
In a madcap recap of their career as Kneecap.
Our history has become our biology.
Also intriguing, a three-part dramedy that reunites Emma Stone with her Poor Things director, Yorgos Lanthimos.
This is it. The moment of truth.
It's called Kinds of Kindness.
Isn't it wonderful?
Meanwhile, Austin Butler encounters all kinds of unkindness in the biker gang crime thriller, Bike Riders.
I told you to take that jacket off.
You'd have to kill me to get this jacket off.
You like shoot-em-ups? Well, two actors are stepping behind the camera to direct themselves in westerns. Viggo Mortensen in The Dead Don't Hurt.
Why did you go to San Francisco?
To see the end of the world.
And Kevin Costner in Horizon, an American saga, chapters 1 and 2.
You're not taking the full measure of this, Mary. I know the man I met was on his way to kill everyone in that house. He might as well have been walking up to get the mail for all it bothered him.
Horizon Chapter 1 arrives next month, trailing unflattering Film Fest reviews. Chapter 2 will hit theaters 6 weeks later, and depending on whether audiences show up, Costner will either spend his summer shooting Chapters 3 and 4, or, I guess, nursing his wounds. Not everything this summer will be that kind of massive. Nothing's more intimate than a coming-of-age story, of which there are plenty, including Janet Planet, about a precocious 11-year-old.
Every moment of my life is hell.
And her mom.
You actually seem very happy to me a lot of the time.
It's hell. I don't think it'll last, though.
I'm actually pretty unhappy, too.
Then there's Good One, in which a high school student goes on a camping trip with her clueless dad.
I thought you were a vegetarian.
I've never been a vegetarian, Dad.
You seem like one, though. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Just a little bit?
No.
In Dee Dee, a Taiwanese-American 13-year-old lies about being a filmmaker so he can hang out with skateboarding cool kids. And there are also LGBTQ coming-of-age films. National Anthem, in which a young ranch hand works a gay rodeo.
If we're going to do this, I want you to know what it is.
Well, what is it?
It could be his first love. Elliot Page is involved in two queer coming-of-age stories as executive producer for the cheerleading drama Backspot.
You're looking after our top girl. You drop her, you are dead.
And as the trans-leading man in Close to You, who's worried about attending his first family gathering since his transition. Another take on that notion, Summer Solstice reconnects two college pals for the first time since one of them transitioned.
Ah, you look so different.
A year in vitamin T will do that.
Vitamin T?
Testosterone.
Oh my God, right.
Of course.
Movies take years to produce, so the arrival of a cluster of films centering Judaism at this moment of Middle East conflict is a coincidence, but it's notable. In the drama Treasure, Lena Dunham drags Stephen Fry on a trip to Europe.
What Jew goes to Poland as tourist?
You and Mom never talked about the past.
I wanted to see where you grew up.
Dad's reluctance has to do with the horrors explored in two more serious films, the documentary The Commandant's Shadow.
It is a fact.
my grandfather is the greatest mass murderer in human history.
He's talking about Rudolf Höss.
He was commandant of the Auschwitz concentration camp.
The drama June Zero chronicles the capture and trial of Höss's boss.
Adolf Eichmann.
June Zero is filmed, as if a story concerning the Holocaust needed added resonance, in Israel and Ukraine. Striking a much lighter note, the comedy Between the Temples is about a cantor who's startled when his grade school music teacher says she wants a late-in-life bat mitzvah.
I didn't know you were Jewish, Mrs. O'Connor.
My maiden name is Kessler. That Jewish enough for you?
Other late-in-life comedies include Summer Camp, which sends Diane Keaton, Kathy Bates, and Alfre Woodard to a camp reunion.
How are they still so pretty?
Pilates in plastic.
Fabulous Four has Susan Sarandon, Megan Mullally, and Cheryl Lee Ralph attending Bette Midler's latest wedding. And in Thelma, June Squibb's title character gets phone scammed and won't take it lying down, even if it means stealing a mobility scooter.
I need a ride.
From Richard Roundtree's retirement home.
Why are we stopping at Mona's?
To get a gun.
Do you even know how to use it?
How hard can it be? Idiots use them all the time.
Thelma is sort of a rest home Mission Impossible. There's a cluster of movies in which actors get to act in tales of acting. In Ghostlight, a construction worker gets roped into a community theater, Romeo and Juliet.
What happens to them?
Here's a hint. It's a tragedy.
A porn star gets the acting bug in Maxine.
Did you always want to be in that line of work?
I always wanted to be famous.
Sing Sing finds inmate Coleman Domingo running a prison theater.
I murdered that Hamlet, bro. You did your thing.
And in I Used to Be Funny, Rachel Sennett plays an aspiring stand-up comic with PTSD.
My big flirty move on a date is to make the guy pinky promise not to kill me.
Publicist Scarlett Johansson's big flirty move in the rom-com Fly Me to the Moon is to pretend to be stalking Channing Tatum's NASA scientist.
What are you doing?
I tracked you down because I felt we had a connection.
What?
I'm joking. I work here now to sell the moon.
And summer wouldn't be summer without family films, which include everything from Harold and the Purple Crayon.
Your crayon is made of the most extraordinary stuff on Earth. Pure imagination.
Wait, does Willy Wonka know that? Also, My Penguin Friend, inspired by a true story from Brazil.
It's a penguin!
And two animated sequels that are all but guaranteed to be among the summer's biggest hits. Despicable Me 4.
Hello, everybody!
And from Pixar, your Inside Out friends, anger, fear, sadness, disgust, and...
joy, coming to you live in Riley's mind. Our little girl's growing up so fast.
She is, in fact, becoming a teenager in Inside Out 2.
It should be nothing but smooth sailing.
Hello. Ah! I'm anxiety. Where can I put my stuff?
A new emotion.
Oh, I'm sorry. We wanted to make such a good first impression.
What do you mean, we?
What's your name, big fella?
That's embarrassment. You got a real sweaty palm there, buddy.
A summer filled with emotions and with minions? Bring it on. I'm Bob Mondello.